Well, here's another name that you might know, Tommy Douglas.
Tommy Douglas.
What do you remember about Tommy Douglas?
Don't get me going on Tommy Douglas.
Tell them the story about when there was the CCF NDP convention, and it was out at UBC, and you tell him that story about how you were in the next room. Don't you remember that? And everybody said you had to behave yourself because you were in the next room to Tommy Douglas?
Oh, yes, that's right. It was out at UBC, and we were billeted out there. And they came and told me we were billeted in classrooms.
You know, like dorms.
Dormitories. And they came and told me that I had to behave myself because Tommy Douglas was next door.
And what were you doing that was poor behavior?
I was really hurt, you know. Why anybody would even pick me out, you know. Oh, yeah. Oh, Tommy Douglas. Oh, God, yeah.
Can you tell stories about Tommy Douglas and Burnaby? Some of the things you remember going to or meetings that you went to?
Oh, I can remember. MLA? Yeah, he was MLA.
MP.
MP.
Yeah. And, Tommy Douglas. Oh, God, yeah.
Was he a good speaker? Did he draw people in?
Of course, my dad was over the moon with Tommy Douglas. But, you know, it's funny. Tommy Douglas was a very religious, mm-hmm. and I wasn't. But it didn't make any difference to me. I mean, Tommy Douglas was the person. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. If you ever had any thoughts at all, you thought about him. Oh, yeah. Tommy Douglas.
Do you remember any of his speeches when you used to... Did he used to come to the Labor Hall?
Oh, yeah. I can't remember. My dad in particular. My mother wasn't that political, but my dad certainly was. I can remember when Tommy, it was Burnaby North, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Burnaby North that he represented, yeah. And, oh, yes, I can remember when he was there. My dad was there, oh, yeah, absolutely. Tommy Douglas was the top guy. And, you know, it's funny, because I'm not religious, my dad wasn't religious, and yet Tommy was a minister, mm-hmm. wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. But he was number one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And before him was a fellow named Erhard Rieger? He was the MP for the CCF for about 10 years before, and he stepped down to let Tommy Douglas have a safe seat.
Yeah, I don't remember him. I don't remember him.
Do you remember any...
He couldn't have impressed me very much because I can't remember him.
But he got elected. And
he was elected in the North, I think.
Yeah, it was the North.
It was the North. I was the South.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
Do you recall, though, in, I think it was 1966, the electoral boundaries were redrawn at Burnaby, and I think it was the North Shore, linked together, and I think Tommy Douglas lost that election by, 100 votes.
Yeah, and they think
votes.
They're going to be doing that again.
They want to do it again. When I saw that, I thought, oh, my God.
So do you see it as history repeating? Were people really upset in the 60s when they redrew those boundaries?
I can't remember what happened, but I know damn well we were mad.
Yeah, it's the same when they redrew the lines and Burnaby became part of Richmond.
Because yes, it was Burnaby-Richmond, and we had to go over the river to get there. Oh, yeah, I can remember that.
Up until, I guess, 19...
Burnaby-Richmond,
late 30s, early 40s, Burnaby was a liberal riding, both provincially and federally, because it was attached to Richmond. And then when that was broken, it became a CCF town for years or more.
CCF, oh God, yes. Oh yeah.
Well, let's look at fun then. Do you remember how you had fun when you were a younger person growing up in Burnaby?
Oh,
you talked about dances at the Labor Hall.
Oh yeah. We were very, I don't know.
Did any of your friends drive cars? Was it fun to go on trips? And did you go to any of the supper clubs in town?
We hear stories
about the Gay Paree.
There was that one on Kingsway. Oh, what was the name of it?
The Gay Paree.
The Gay Paree.
Well, what was
and
that?
I can remember during an election, we had a committee room behind the Gay Paree. And I can remember they had a neon sign with a woman with her leg up and down. And I can remember Patrice went to the head guy at the, and said, "Would you mind turning that off during the election?"
Actually, I think that was at the Astoria, not the Gay Paree.
Yeah, oh no, not the Gay Paree. The Astoria, oh God, yeah. And here was this leg going up and down. Oh, God almighty, yeah. Oh, God. We had our committee room behind the hotel. And, of course, this, you know, oh, yeah, I can remember that. Oh, God, yeah, that was a real deal.
Hmm. Do you remember going to the Gay Paree?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And what was it like when you went to the Gay Paree? Was it like a dinner club or?
Oh, yes. Yes, it was. It was a dinner club, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I understand that people, if they wanted to have alcohol, had to bring it themselves?
You had to bring it and put it on the table. Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. It was stupid, but that's what you had to do. Mm-hmm. You had to put it under the table.
But was Burnaby rather strict in its alcohol regulations at that time?
I don't know how strict they were.
Were there beer halls anywhere?
Probably. I don't know. I can't remember. Can't remember.
In fact, there's some suggestion that the Burnaby Citizens Association, one of their early policies, was against liquor stores in Burnaby.
You're kidding.
No.
Oh, God.
I don't know whether they carried on with that policy or what the attitude was.
Don't ask me about that. I don't remember that. No, I don't.
Well, maybe we should wrap up just by letting you tell me what you do, what big stories you remember from your younger years, your earlier years here in Burnaby. Were there any special events that come to mind, or anything that was particularly?
No, not really. Anything I was involved in had politics in it, because my dad was very political. So anything political, I would be involved.
And you helped. So you helped with elections.
Oh yes.
And so what else were you involved with then? That was.
That's about it.
So lots of helping with elections.
Elections, yes. Oh, I can't. What?
Well, there was always the NDP.
Oh yeah.
Hazel was probably on every executive in Burnaby, Willingdon. So she has been active, and she was often the financial agent.
Oh yeah, I was.
Or the bookkeeper
For Joan Sawicki. Do you remember? Do you know Joan Sawicki?
I know the name.
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit before my time, but I certainly know the name. Well, very good. You've had a long life of service to Burnaby. Sounds like you've. You should have come to me 10 years ago,
and I would remember it, but there's so much of it now that I can't remember. It really is, so much of it.
Well, it's been a pleasure meeting with you, though, nonetheless. Thank you very much for coming in.
You're very welcome, I'm sure.